This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites on Friday, the 11th of September.
9/11.
It is 9/11. Frida Liu and Audrey Raj in the studio with you. And we are asking you, would a really, really good sale encourage you to shop offline instead of online? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But before we get into the poll and some of the messages that have already come in, let's do our final story of the day.
This is for all those people who love running and will planning to do a lot of it this weekend. So this is a story that came out from Fast Company, and it's the shoe, the French company called Salomon, right? So when a new running shoe comes out from them, every single part of it can be reused. So it's a French company. I say Salomon, but maybe it could be Salomon. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so the shoe's upper is self-made from recycled polyester, can be recycled again into new thread for fabric. The foam sole can be ground and used in the brand's ski boots, so nothing goes to landfill. So to me, this is real innovation. This is when you talk about your normal running shoes, right? A lot of it is many parts to it, involves a mix of materials and glues, and a lot of it just goes to landfill. I know just sometimes you just look at the rivers and all that, you see these shoes, they can't be broken down. So Brent James, the product line manager from the company, said those materials are all assembled together. So if you want to recycle the shoe, you need to somehow separate those materials from one another. And that's a very complex, time-consuming operation. This new shoe, called Index 0.01, is designed to limit materials. Even the thread used to sew the shoe is the same material as the rest of the upper. They're designed to be easily disassembled.
So
the company will use regional collection centers to gather used shoes, clean them, disassemble them, and then send the materials to local partners for recycling. Then the recycled materials will be sent to manufacturers. The recycled foam that's used in the soles will be sent to a factory that makes the ski boots, where the ground-up sole of roughly one shoe will be used for each new ski boot shell.
Nice.
Great. When I go skiing next, which is never. The company sees a shift to circular products as necessary. The footwear industry is a large contributor to pollution, and we've made a choice to be part of an industry shift that influences how shoes are made, how long they last, and what you do with them when it's time for a new pair. So it's an outdoor brand. It's both the company's employees and customers expected to make an effort to be more sustainable. Eventually, all the company's products will be circular. That is the ultimate goal, and these principles will influence our product development in the future. So this is Olivier Mouzon, I think, the manager of Salomon's Footwear Sustainability Program. When it comes to the footwear, people aren't used to recycling their shoes like they would a milk carton or a can of soda,
true,
right?
We don't think.
I look at my shoes. There's so many, and I feel guilty about throwing them away, right?
So what do you do then? just hold on to them?
They're just hoarded at home. He says, so there's a challenge of creating the infrastructure. Moving on, infrastructure needed to recycle the products. We're excited about this big step. But we'll take partnerships with companies who are experts in gathering and recycling materials, and even working with some competitors to really transform the industry. You know, when I hear this story, I'm thinking, you know, maybe my next brand of shoes, I will buy from you, right? If that is your brand
Motto,
promise,
that,
right?
Yeah.
Right now, I use another brand because it works better for my feet. But I will now, I have used their shoes. They're very, Salomon are very good for hiking. I'm not promoting it, but I don't really use them for running. But if this is your brand promise, I would consider converting.
You know, I had no idea that the footwear industry was a large contributor to pollution.
Right?
You know,
it's not so easy,
and it's not really something that we think about recycling your footwear, right? So yeah, interesting, and also I love that they're doing this, and I love that they're putting it out there, and they're working with their competitors to help transform the industry.
Because if every, I guess, shoe company talks like this, then that's great, right? I mean, it's great. Now it's your USP, but I think it takes all of the players to do this for it to make, you know,
to make a real difference. All right. So just to wrap up on the show today, we are asking you, would a really good sale encourage you to shop offline instead of online? Before we get to the comments, maybe we can do a quick wrap of the poll results.
Okay. So it's standing now if the sale's amazing, 57%. Yes. So again, 75%, you are already in the malls.
So it's pretty much the same over on Instagram. We have 76% who say, yes, a good sale would encourage them to head to the malls. We have one comment to read on Twitter.
So this is Michael Chiang. He says, no, but also depend on what's on sale. If it's an awesome book sale, I'm so there. Oh, that's your thing.
Thank you for that, Michael. Do we have anything on WhatsApp?
Yes, here from Benji. He says, online sales cater to different demographics. Introverts that don't like to be hassled by salespeople. Availability, I can be on my own bed at 2 a.m. and still can shop. Convenience, can compare many shops online without having to physically go in there, especially now it's bothersome doing SOP for every shop I enter. True. And then here from 5597 said, will only go if the sale is well managed and with SOPs in place because I hate crowds. It's going to be something I really want and a very good discount. Yeah. So, oh, this is another story. Just from Anonymous, you said there is a company called, based on our earlier story, Cloth Malaysia takes in unwanted shoes, belts and bags in clothes for upcycling, to our earlier point.
Right. Thank you for that. Looking at Instagram, we have a couple of responses. This one is from Fabric Fanatics, who says, not with the crowd. Even before the COVID situation, I will avoid all the warehouse or big sales. Gwen says, yes, because can touch and feel. That's important to many people. This is So Call Me Maylee, who says, I cannot imagine what the sale crowd will look like and parking will be a total nightmare. True. Dampling says, no waiting, no extra packaging wastage. I guess that comes with you know, going to the store and talking about online packaging, right? We've got Morris Chang, who says, you sell me a good product, I make sure I find the same product elsewhere with lower price. Okay. And finally, one last one from NYLYW, who says, you know, as long as I get to save money. Thank you, everyone, for your feedback. So I guess, you know, generally 3/4 of the population or 3/4 of our respondents say that, you know, they would venture out into a mall if the sale was really, really good. That, of course, was our top story of the day. We then also spoke about the partnership between Singaporean VC firm Quest Ventures and Scale Up Malaysia in order to nurture Malaysian startups. And finally,
we ended off with recyclable running shoes from Solomon.
Right. Enterprise Biz Bites will be back again next week with Richard, Christine and Arvind. Frida and I will be working from home that week, but I'm sure they'll have plenty of interesting stories for you throughout the week. Don't go anywhere. Right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. And on the grill this morning, Lynn spoke to Wan Ahmad Faizal, Wan Ahmad Kamal, who's the Deputy Minister of Youth and Sports. That is an extended grill. Stay tuned for that. That's happening right after the 1 p.m. bulletin. On behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, have a wonderful weekend. Catch you again next week. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.